Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Give him praise. Well, once again, it's good to be back. Been sick for a few weeks and not been able to do this role of ministry. And somebody asked me, said, it's been 3 weeks since you preached. And I said, okay. And they said, have you forgot how? I said, well, are you coming next Sunday? They said, yeah. And I said, well, don't plan on eating until about 2. I'm messing with you. I really am. It is good. It is good to be back. It's great to hear all the words that God has to tell us, and even through His body. And I want to speak to you today about the fruit of the Spirit again. And we've been taking each one of them individually. And today, it's on gentleness. And I believe we have a misconception a lot of times about gentleness when it comes to God. I want to ask you a question. When you hear God, when you hear His voice inside you, do you hear gentleness? Or do you hear, arr? You know, when I grew up, being told, behave yourself. God's going to get you. And it wasn't one of them things, God's going to get you and take care of you. It's God's going to get you, you know. So it put not a holy fear in me, but it put just afraid of God because, you know, I was being taught that God's mad at everybody. But He's not. He's not mad at you. He sent His Son to take the very thing that He hates. And He sent His only Son to take care of that. And He poured out His anger on His Son for sin. God got gentleness. We need to learn to hear God with the gentleness of who He is. That's His nature. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That is His nature. All the fruit of the Spirit is the nature of God. And the Holy Spirit is leading us to places that, and we've said this before in the previous weeks, that we find ourselves going through different things, and you heard that from several people today. You go through different things. But here's the question. What is it? What is the invitation that God has for us when we start going through things? See, the invitation is for us to become more like Him. And He invites us by giving us one of the fruit of the Spirit and paying attention to whichever it is that He's wanting us to be able to change into at that moment. But today is about gentleness, and we need to understand that when He speaks to us, He speaks to us because it represents His voice. Because gentleness means soft-spoken. To be kind and soft-spoken and have a demeanor of pleasure, not one of anger, not one of irritation. How many of you have ever felt like God was irritated at you because of what you did? There's 4 honest people in here, so that's okay. No, I'm messing with you. But see, we've all been through that just because we did not do things right that day. We messed up. We didn't do it right. We didn't say it right. We acted wrong or whatever it is. But on your worst day, He has gentleness for you. On your worst day. Why is that? That's His nature. That's His kindness. That's who He is. And we need to learn to hear Him that way, because that's really He's coming in gentleness. And His voice has the tenderness of it, and always inviting us to come closer, always inviting us to see more of Him than we currently know. How many of you know that there's a lot more about God that you and I need to learn? There's more about God that you and I need to experience. We really need to experience God more. And I know there's some thoughts out there that says, you know, it's not about experiencing God. Well, I say it is. You know, I had one pastor tell me, he said, well, you know, y'all made your own experience in God. We just made your own the Word of God. And I said, look, we made your own the Word of God too. I said, let me ask you something. Did you learn about salvation or did you experience salvation? Which one was it? And he said, I experienced salvation. I said, okie dokie. Is that all you want to experience about God? See, God wants us to be able to have a living, tangible relationship with Him in a way that we experience all that He is. And at different points in our lives, He focuses in on one trait of His character, one trait of His nature that He wants you to grasp for that moment. That's how much He loves us. Over in Psalm 18:35, it says this. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand upholds me. Then he says this, and thy gentleness makes me great. Thy gentleness makes me great. Now, it doesn't mean that he puts you on a pedestal and you're all that. That's not what it means when he says he makes you great. But see, his gentleness, scripturally, the principle of gentleness, it is the pathway and the opening to you to become everything that he wants you to become. You know, I was reminded when everybody was speaking, I was reminded the Lord said, he said, people need to understand, and that means me as well. We need to understand that he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. You prepare the way of God. So whatever it is that we're going through, he tells us, you need to prepare for God's ways to be able to be invited in and be able to function. What is his ways? His way is to make everything that you need happen. That's his way. The baby, prepare ye the way of the Lord. What is the way of the Lord concerning healing? Jesus paid for it. That's the way of the Lord. Does everybody get healed? No, everybody doesn't. But see, there's an appointment for us to leave this earth and go home. And that's made by God. So when you begin to see that God is gentle and not harsh, I grew up most of my life thinking, you know, that God stays mad at me most of the time because I'm not good most of the time. See, that's not true. Here's the thing about it. He loves speaking his gentleness. He loves for his voice to be gentle to you. Gentleness is the drawing, is the draw for you and I. When we understand he's gentle, is the draw for you and I to be able to let the truth of that he's wanting to tell us go in deeper. Why? Because his word, or can he be firm? Absolutely. Can he correct you? Absolutely. But he does everything in gentleness. Are y'all with me? So what is this thing about thy gentleness makes me grace? Great. He said, you know, the gentleness is soft-spoken, even-tempered, kind, a refined character, that he'll always be that. He'll always be gentle. Always? Absolutely. That's his nature. See, he's already taken care of the sin problem through his son and poured out his wrath on his son. Amen? How many, what sin did he forgive? All of them. All right, what sin did he forgive? That's only about 20 of you. Which sin did he forgive? Oh. There you go. Never forget that. He took care of all your sin. And he, listen to this, he put Jesus by the Spirit of God inside you. How many of you have the Spirit of Christ inside you? That happened at your conversion. That happened when you felt the gentleness of God, knowing that has exposed your sin to you. But the gentleness of God is drawing you in to the redemption that He's already made for you. So it's the gentleness of God that wraps everything in truth that says, this is yours. This is yours. He said, thy gentleness makes me great. So when it says soft spoken, it has to do with his voice. The greatness here means to be released, to have released and increased authority and influence. His gentleness, when we capture his gentleness and allow his gentleness become who we are. He said, I will increase your authority. Do you hear that? I will increase your authority and increase your influence. You and I will probably never be something high up in government. We may not ever have that position. But you know what we do have? When we carry gentleness, his gentleness in us, he's increased our influence. To be able to influence someone to the direction of godliness, and they hear it and they take that direction, you've done a great thing in God's eyes. See, we don't see ourselves as influencers most of the time. Because we just don't think God can use us, number one. It's not true. Or we feel like we're lacking in everything. Well, whatever your lack is, he's willing to fill that gap. And everything that we go through has an invitation just for us, got our name on it. I'm going through this. Well, what is he inviting us to do? Which one of the fruit of the Spirit is he inviting us to yield to? That's the love of God. And that's the gentleness of God. He's not there scolding us. He's not harsh with us. He's gentle. How many of you have messed up more than one time since you've been born again? All right, let me see if there's any non-takers here. Let's see. Well, you know, but you're still here. Well, let me ask you. Y'all have already went over 100 times since you've been, you've messed up 100 times at least. I tell you, we're getting honest here today. Yeah. Yeah, write them all down, hand them to me before you leave. No, I'm messing with you. But see, we're not perfect, but we're his children. And in the midst of our failure, in the midst of our stumbling, in the midst of things, we're not getting it right. But like I said before, on our worst day, he is gentle. He's gentle, and he's making us great. People that have an increased authority and increased influence. That's the greatness right here that he's talking about. Capture the essence of his gentleness. Why is that so important? What does the Bible say about turning away wrath? A gentle word turns away wrath. The power of gentleness diffuses things that are about to go awry. The power of the gentleness of his nature. But we see him often, we often make up things in our mind that surely he wouldn't be gentle right now after what I've said, after what I've done. No, he's gentle. He's firm. He can correct. But he never does it out of harshness. It ain't in him. Why is that? He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Did you hear harshness? No, none of that. Well, that's his nature. That's his way. That's the reason he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. So when you run up, when you run into situations, you can prepare the way of the Lord to intervene in whatever you're going, whatever you're into, whatever's bothering you, or whatever you can prepare the way of God just by being gentle or whatever. Maybe it's love. Maybe somebody just needs love. Well, there's just some people it's hard to love. That's the reason he sent them to you. How many of you have some of those people? Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, yeah. God knows. Yeah, God knows, and he wants you to know. See, 1 John 4 says this, said, as he is, so also are we in this world. See, God is in the process of making you and I just like him, just like his son. Why? That's the ultimate purpose that he has for us. You can have the great music, you can have lights, you can have smoke, you can have fog, you can have this, you can have that, you can have everything, but not grow up into his purpose, and we've missed what he's wanting us to do. See, I'm not saying anything's wrong with the other. I'm just saying you can have the best programs on earth, but if we're not becoming like Christ, we're not fulfilling our mission on this earth. Amen. Matthew 11. Gentleness, the gentleness of Jesus opens our heart to learn from him. Matthew 11, 28. Come to me. See, hear the invitation. Come to me. He ain't saying, go get cleaned up and then come back. No, go get this and then come back. No, he says, come to me. This is Jesus. These red letters. Come to me. All who are weary and who are heavy laden. All who you're trying so hard to make it, but you just can't get there. And you're just wore out. And here's the promise. He said, come to me. Just come to me. Come to me. What is he saying? Enter into my presence. Come to where I'm at. I know he's in us, but he said, when you're weary and heavy laden, come to him. He says, I will give you rest. See, this rest here is about physical refreshment. He said, I will refresh you. I will give you a refreshment in your physical body because you're weary and heavy laden. Why? He says, because you're coming to me. So over in Acts 3:19 it says, the times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. Come to me. There's the invitation. Come to me. You're weary, you're heavy laden, you're trying to work this thing out, it won't work out, you're just wore out with it. How many of you have just ever been wore out with something that's just wore you out, wore you down? We're still an honest, pretty honest group. If you hadn't had one of those, get ready. Never mind. If you hadn't had one of those wore out times, to get ready. It's probably on the way because there's just certain things that he's going to use to be able to get you to where you need to go. But even in the hard times, he says, here's my invitation for you. Come on. Then he says, while I'm refreshing you, take my yoke upon you. He didn't say, I'll put my yoke on you. He didn't say that. He says, take it. You take it. While you're being refreshed, take my yoke upon you. The yoke is what is governing him. Isaiah said, the government is laid upon his shoulders. Well, where does the yoke stay? On the shoulders. What governed God, what governed Jesus was the will of God, the will of his Father. He said, take my yoke and place it upon you. Make it your choice to be governed by the will of God. Make it your choice. But he says that in gentleness. He said, he's not going to force it on you. He won't. He said, I want you to take it. While you're being refreshed, take this. Take my yoke and place it upon yourself. And learn from me. Learn from me. And then he says, for I am gentle and humble in heart. See, the gentleness opens the door for you and I to be able to learn from Jesus. To learn from him. We fight humility so many times because we just don't want to. We feel like, we feel like we got rights. How many of you know you don't have any rights? When it comes to the spiritual thing, you know why? He bought you. You are no longer your own. That's the truth. You're no longer your own. You belong to him. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you shall find rest for your soul. Different word than the first word. First word was physical refreshment. What does this word mean? He said, you will find rest for your soul. This one is the inner peace. The inner peace. With the removal of agitation. How many of you have ever experienced the word agitation? I tell you what, just give me both hands on that one. Matter of fact, I'm agitated right now. See, he said, if you take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. Because he didn't say, well, I've got authority. Learn from me. He does have authority. But that's not what he emphasized. He emphasized, learn from my gentleness. Learn from my humility. And you'll find an inner peace for your soul. Your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion. Your mind, your will, and your emotion. That brings me to a passage over in the 23rd Psalm. He said, "Thou anointest, you anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." So unless we study what that means, we don't. But it said, but when you study it, it's like it is with gentleness, he anoints your head with oil. Why? Because the shepherd understood, listen to this, the shepherd understood that mites and parasites get on the head of the sheep. And when they get there, they go into their ears. They go into their eyes, they go into their nose, and they go into their mouth. And it makes them do things that are abnormal. They're abnormal. Why? Because it says the torment that they have in that, and it's all in their head. Listen to this. The torment that they have from that, they will bang their head against trees, against rocks, against fence posts. They will bang their head against it, trying to get that to stop. Boy, have we ever banged our head against things trying to get it stopped? It's in our head. It's just in our head, and it won't go away. He says, the shepherd anoints with gentleness, anoints your head with oil. And then right after that, he said, my cup runs over. They're no longer distracted by the agitation of what's going on in their head. So that's the love of God. That's the love of the shepherd. That thing getting inside us, those thoughts getting inside us, that God's not good, God's mad at us, God, all those things. And it drives us to a place of saying, okay, we'll just beat our head against anything. Trying to escape from that problem. Thou anointest my head with oil, with gentleness. Then it says, my cup runneth over. After that, they're free of the agitation, free of the torment. They're free, free of those things that are bugging them. Ha ha, boom, boom. All right, babe, I'll be here next week too. So the parasites are bugging them. They're irritating them. And they can't even focus. They try to knock them out. with the hardest thing that they can get to, thinking that'll dislodge what's going on. You know what dislodges it? The anointing of God. The pouring of His Spirit, the pouring of who He is, the pouring out of who He is in our head and our mind being straightened out instead of being confused with what the lies have told us and what other people's told us that's really not of God. Amen? So when you begin to understand that, you understand that he really is gentle. He's not mad at me. He knows everything. But now, will He correct us? Absolutely. But He'll do it with a gentle mentality. He'll do it with a gentle voice. Because gentleness wraps the truth in a way that you can take that truth deeper than you ever could before. John 13, Jesus arose from the supper, laid His garments aside, taking a towel, girded Himself about, poured the water in the basin, began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel in which He girded Himself with. And so He came to Simon Peter and He said to him, "Lord, do You wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said, What I do, you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter. Then Peter said, "Never shall you wash my feet." Uh-uh. Not going to wash my feet. No. But Jesus just got through saying what? You don't understand what I'm about to do, but you will after I do it. You're not washing my feet. See, the Lord is always telling us that, look, what I'm about to do, you don't understand. And then we say, nah. How many of you have ever done that? No, I'm not going that route. But God said, this is the route I want you to go. No. He said, well, you don't understand it, but you need to go this way. So he washes their feet. But anyway, Peter says, no, I'm not going. And then the Lord told Peter, he said, man, if you do not let me wash your feet, you have no part of me. No, it's not the physical washing of feet. It's not the physical thing of him washing Peter's feet or washing the disciples. It's not the physical thing that he was pointing out. What was he pointing out? You know, because he said this. He said, you do not know what I have done to you. See, he's washing feet knowing one of them is about to betray him. But he's still washing feet. The gentleness of God. Even knowing that one is going to betray him and going to give him up to lead the process to the cross. But he still washes feet. Why is that? He said, you don't know what I'm doing. He said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord, the teacher, wash your feet, listen, you also should wash one another's feet. What is he doing? See, it's not, okay, what we're going to do is, okay, we just have a foot washing. I was in a denomination where they had foot washings. But they always let you know, it's Sunday night. So put your best socks on. You know, wash your feet before you come. You know, but they would have, there's nothing wrong with foot washing service. But don't miss the point. It's not about the water, the basin, and the towel. It's not about that. It's about him demonstrating that he will humble himself and serve them with a heart of love, a heart of gentleness, and a heart of just wanting to make them. It's an impartation. He's imparting to the disciples humility and gentleness. Even the one that's going to betray him. That's how important. And he says, just like I did, you need to do for others. We need to impart the gentleness to other people. Because it's the gentleness that will get over the hard part of witnessing when they're opposed to the truth. Gentleness will help overcome that. You can't be hard-nosed about it. Say, no, you're not listening to me. You need to hear that. You're not listening to me. And they may not be listening to you, but that ain't what they need to hear. The gentleness of God. Have you, God ever told you to do something and you didn't do it? Oh, I didn't get but two hands on that one. Now we've lost our ability to be honest. Has God ever told you to do something and you didn't do it? Come on, talk to me. Yeah, you know, but see, what'd he do? Loved you anyway. Gentle with you anyway. He asked you again. If he wants you to do that, he's going to come and ask you again. Why is that? Because he's gentle. He's not against you. He's for you. See, gentleness will wash us to the place that we were able to receive truth in a lot deeper than we could before. Be gentle when you give your testimony. Be gentle when you're witnessing to people, when they're down and out, they've lost all hope, they're just opposed to anything to do with church. Have you run into any like that? If you hadn't, you will. You know, they're just opposed to it. See, the Bible talks about we need to have gentleness and be ready to answer any person that asks us, why do you have this belief in you? And he says this, and he talks about us having the persuasion that we're gentle with them in our voice. We're soft-toned and not being hard. You understand what I'm saying? And he said, and the Lord might grant them repentance, and they would be loosed from the snare of the enemy. The reason they're that way is because they've been enslaved by the enemy. See, it's going to take loving them. It's going to take gentleness, even when they oppose. Do you hear me? Even when they start opposing you, the gentleness and the love needs to be there. But see, if you haven't experienced the gentleness of God, you're not going to be able to give the gentleness of God. So we need to experience the gentleness of who he is. He's not harsh. And the other thing about gentleness, it will help you and I be at a place that when Galatians 6 says, when another brother has fallen, been overtaken, it says, ye who are spiritual. By the way, it didn't say ye who have religion. Because religion might not let you humble yourself. Ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. And considering yourselves, lest you too fall into this temptation. See, when a brother or sister falls, it's left up to us. It's left up to the spiritual ones who are walking by the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit, to be able to come into their life and begin to teach them and show them a better way. Restore them with a spirit of gentleness, not hard. You know, I can't believe you did that. Well, they can't either. It's all how we speak. What is the tone when we speak to people? They don't do everything right at the waitress don't do everything right at the table. You can still be gentle. I forgot, I was somewhere, I think it was at a restaurant, and the girl came in and she spilled a whole thing of tea all over me. It was just all over me, and she was like, oh, yeah. Well, I can't believe you did that. Are you that clumsy? Not at what I said. No, she was so apologetic. And I said, don't worry about it. It's just a shirt and pants. And it'll all wash out. Don't worry about it. She said, I'm so sorry. I said, no problem. I said, we're fine, no problem. And she said, she was just broken over it. One of the worst things you can do is scold her. Maybe waitressing just ain't your job. You know what I'm saying? Aren't you glad you wasn't told that the first time you'd made a mistake? Be kind. Be gentle. Show them and prepare the way of the Lord to be able to reach them. Does that make sense? The gentleness of God. Get used to hearing his gentle voice, because that's how he's speaking to you. And he's going to use you and I to be able to restore others that have fallen, or to bring others into a place of repentance because they're so hard, because they've been mistreated or hurt by people in church. Church hurt is a tremendous hurt. It's a tremendous pain when you get hurt at church. And sometimes it just happens. But see, it's left up to us to be able to restore and be kind and be gentle to that person and bring healing to them. Amen. He's good all the time. He really is. So let me ask you this. Has God spoken to you about you becoming more gentle? If he has, just raise your hand. So this is the transformation process that he shows us who he is, the fruit of the Spirit. He shows us who he is so we can become what he is. Gentle, loving, kind, patient, long-suffering, peace. He shows us who he is and how much he loves us. And that's exactly, he shows us who he is so we can become what he is. So guess what? You're going to go out these doors today and you're going to run into somebody that needs a little gentleness. You know, it's almost like Otis Redding's song, try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness. Who knows that song? Y'all been listening to that other channel, haven't you? Yeah, you know, try that gentleness. Let it work in you and let it work through you. And it'll matter. Love God, love people, make a difference. Here, love God, love people, make a difference. You can make a difference in somebody else's life just by learning that he's been gentle with you. You can take his gentleness and be gentle with other people. And it'll be an open door. Even if they are angry, it said, a gentle word will turn away wrath. Amen. Let's stand. Before anything else, if there's anyone here that does not know the gentle shepherd, the gentle Savior, you don't know him, he's not in your life, but you want him in your life, is there anybody in that condition today that you want to, I want Jesus in my life? If you're ready to make that decision, anybody? Okay, so we're all brothers and sisters. Okay, here's what we got to do. Have there been times when you have not been gentle with other people? See, that's where repentance needs to happen, a change, a turning from harshness, and a turning to gentleness, a turning from the things that God does not want us to do, and turning to what God wants us to do. That's genuine repentance. Doesn't matter how much you cry. You can come down here and wet the altar with tears and start to say snot, but I just didn't. But I did say that. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can do that and not repent. It's a change. The repentance is a changing of your mind, a changing of your heart from a direction that God doesn't want you to go to God. That's genuine repentance. That ought to happen a lot in our life. It's not about going to, it's not about being a child of God. We've already done that. That repentance has already happened. But there's other repentance that we say, oh God, you know, I see that. So God, I've been harsh. I was harsh to these people. I just really wasn't kind and gentle. So I turn from that and teach me to be more kind and teach me to be more gentle and teach me to be humble. And he says, well, take my yoke upon you and you'll learn it. And you'll find an inner peace for your soul. Amen. Father, I thank you for this congregation. Lord, you're doing things in our midst that just amazes me. The Lord, we come just as we are, but you don't leave us as we are. You start changing us from the inside out, and for that we're grateful. Lord, we pray that people that you lead us to today, Lord, we would be quickened. We'll have such an awareness of the gentleness and your gentle voice that we would be kind and gentle to these people as well. And they would be granted an invitation to see you as you really are and not as religion says you are. We love you. We thank you. We worship you. And Lord, we just pray for healing across this body. We pray for encouragement across this body. We pray for deliverance across this body. And we ask you again, Lord, as we stand before you, teach us your ways, that we can become like you and make a difference in whomever we're around. We worship you. Just lift your hands and just worship him. It's your worship to him. Say whatever you want to say to him. Just say whatever you want to say to him. This is you and him. You and him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You're at liberty to go. See you in Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.